This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into your day, how do you do? This is the entertaining, ever effervescent and lovable, healthy DJV program with the lovable and healthful Jennifer Horn, lovable and healthy Victoria. Is there healthy and healthful? I don't think so. They're supposed to be the same. Anyway, in my mind, they are healthy, healthful, happy, Kara Schillen. Wow, everybody's so thrilled to have me back. Ladies did a fabulous job. I listened in. It's funny how we're traveling around on the bus, and the radio people are all listening to how their programs are being taken care of by the folks back home. With me on the bus, there were 4 different hosts who did morning programs on different stations, one in Wisconsin, one in California, one in, where's that other one from? I don't remember. Anyway, but then they're all listening on their headphones to the play, if you will. Pretty much everybody does it the same way we do, right? You know, you're on 4 or 5 different platforms, iHeart and TuneIn and Spreaker or Stitcher, whatever it is. And so they find their programs, they're listening to how people are doing in their stead. I actually just listened to a couple of things, and because I know, I trust the ladies are going to do a fabulous job. They have fun when I'm not here. I don't know why that is. I figure, well, they should have fun amongst themselves. All right, so Jennifer, would you like to go back to Roy? You're usually the person who starts things, so you can start this hour
off with
something that's amazing, important.
Well, something in your wheelhouse, no doubt. Boeing made an announcement that it's going to slow the production of its 737 MAX jetliner. Remember, Boeing is working on that software update that it says will prevent erroneous activation of the maneuvering system that's now being blamed for 2 crashes that killed nearly 350 people. The jets are grounded after the crash of the Ethiopian Flight 302 last month. Boeing will cut 737 MAX production to 42 from 52 jets per month beginning in mid-April. The aviation company said there will be no layoffs as a result of the reduced schedule. I guess that's good news. But the announcement follows the CEO's acknowledgement Thursday that the faulty sensor reading into the system, the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, appears to be the cause of the crash of Ethiopian Airlines flight that killed 157 people on March 10th. That accident was similar to the crash of the Lion Air flight back in October in Indonesia that killed all 189 people on board, apparently due to the same cause. The preliminary report suggested on Thursday that the crew of Ethiopian Airlines performed all procedures recommended by Boeing, but still could not gain control of the doomed aircraft. So now they are going to be making less of these. I'm surprised they're making any at all until the fix is in place.
They really aren't.
Just the PR alone, no one wants to fly on them. People
are too
afraid.
So here's the secret. Here's the quiet secret to this. That Boeing's not, they're not going to admit to this. They are quietly negotiating with American, Southwest, and other major carriers, and Ethiopian and Lion Air are not major carriers. They have never, actually both of them, Ethiopia had some new planes. Lion Air never bought new planes before. It's the first time they ever bought any new planes. The pilots don't know how to fly them, and they didn't do a good job of teaching them. But very quietly what they have done is go back. There was there were 2 737 remakes. One was called the MAX. The other was called the NEO, N-E-O. And the NEO has, on the line, been the plane that they have been. American quietly, Southwest quietly saying, okay, we don't want these planes. The public is wise to what's going on. The public is canceling. If the public is actually asking okay, am I going to ride on one of these planes? Sometimes not knowing that they've all been grounded, but they're not tone deaf to this, and they figure that it will, you know, maybe sooner or later people will forget about it. But in the meantime, they have orders for 2,400 of these planes. That'd be the largest selling plane ever in the history of aviation. And they have suggested, okay, if you don't want, or if, you know, if we, because they want to, they've been squeezed. These airlines need every plane that they've got pretty much because that's how their schedule is. They fill them all up. So they had to bring a few planes. American brought 20 planes out of mothballs to fill in the schedule, 737s that were older that they had just retired and replaced with some of these MAX 8s. So they just brought them back. And that's not a big deal. I don't know what Southwest did, frankly. But I know that quietly they have talked with Boeing about not taking delivery of any more of the MAX 8s unless and until there is some more testing or there's more proof. In other words, I think what they're saying is let other people fly them and see if they can make sure the bugs out of them. We don't want to. So it'd be very interesting to see. A lot of passengers have been complaining about the MAX 8s anyway because they're uncomfortable, and that has been less than quiet among the travelers. Like, I know a lot of people that travel like I do, and they don't want to ride on those planes. It isn't because of the software problem. It's just because they're awful. The seats are crammed together. The toilets, you can't hardly get in and out of them. They're awful planes. And I'm surprised, you know, Boeing says, well, we're making what our customers want. Well, you know, that's to a point they do that. But they, you know, they can influence things one way or another. And I sent a note along to American. At what point, I mean, how much money do you want to squeeze out of people before it affects your bottom line, before people start saying, wait a minute, I don't want to travel on these planes. I don't want to do things the way you're doing it. We'll go somewhere else. And I've said a couple of times, JetBlue, by the way, in the last year and a half has expanded dramatically. And it's because people like flying on the plane. The planes are not cramped. The people on the planes are nice. Used to be that was the way people felt about Southwest. Not so much anymore. It's something that they have to contend with. So quietly, I think you're going to see American anyway, and I think probably, I don't know whether Southwest is going to or not, converting the orders to the standard 737 that has some accoutrement to it. So let's see if that happens. But this is a disaster for Boeing. I'm really amazed the CEO still has a job, frankly, and the guy that runs the 737 production. I'm surprised both of them haven't been fired. It really is. I find that to be amazing, how the board of directors has just let this go to the point of having these people. It's kind of like, you create a problem. Can you fix it yourself, or do you have to get somebody else in there? This was so bad. The management of this is so bad, and they can't. There's no way of the PR spin on it. How do you fix the PR spin? You don't. And so
I think they're just going to have to rename the planes so that no one knows if you're on a Boeing MAX or not. Because there's no way. They did that. Didn't they do that once back in the 80s? They renamed those DC-whatever planes that kept crashing, and then they just renamed them MDs or something like that?
Yeah, the MD-10 became the DC-10 became the MD-11. That's right. That's right. Very interesting. You remember
my grandfather was a pilot. He nerded out on stuff like this, like you do.
Yeah.
That's how I knew that.
Nerded out. Okay. Anyway, that's what's going on. Some other business news coming up around the corner here on the DJB program.
As we watch this suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. ADT prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yeah, one of the things we're talking about is in the business world, we're talking about flying and the problem Boeing is having. I flew on Aer Lingus back and forth to Ireland, and Victoria's gone back and forth a number of times. The food is fine. It was a seamless experience. And one of the things that made it that had nothing to do with Aer Lingus necessarily. The United States government, the Department of Homeland Security, has placed inspectors in the Dublin airport.
Yeah, so the customs is the best feature.
I hadn't done this before. I haven't been to any place that has it. There's so many people that go from Ireland to America. They set up basically what is customs inspection. So before you get on the plane, you've gone through the process that normally you go through when you get off the plane to come to America.
Right? Yeah, and you just clear it and you're done.
Yeah, done. And so you come into a regular gate.
Yeah, and going through customs on the end of a long flight is like probably the worst thing about international travel.
Yeah.
Having to wait and you've already had a long flight, you're tired. It's just, it's so nice to just have everything pre-done and you land and you go right to baggage claim. It's great.
Interesting to see how, I was sort of proud of my government in that way. I thought it was kind of cool, frankly. It was efficient, well done. Planet Fitness is going to build fitness spaces for women in crisis. Lydia's House of Hope in Somersworth, New Hampshire, takes in women along with their children who have only ever known homelessness and poverty. They commit to at least a year of an individualized program. What they do there from day to day is to help them get the independence they need, said the founder of Lydia's House of Hope. We help with getting the life skills they need, whatever their situation is. No one is so hopeless, there's no hope for them. I thought this was quite a good program set up by Planet Hollywood and ought to be acknowledged.
Planet Fitness, yeah. They went and built an entire gym in their basement to try and get women in shape and motivated to go out and live life and get a house and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You're right about that. Did I say Planet Hollywood before or just...
No, the first time you said Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness, okay.
Yeah. It's an easy slip.
Tip of the hat to Planet Fitness for this program, helping women in crisis. Good business decision and very helpful for folks in need. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. You come through day time with the lights on. Then hit the fast lane.
So I may defer to the ladies on this one because I only heard of Nipsey Hussle when he died last week. Apparently he was so significant to the quote-unquote to a certain type of music, and that sounds prejudicial, and it is because I think this is crap. But anyway, he's dead, and I have a service for him in the Staples Center for Jennifer.
I think we're allowed to talk about people whose music we don't like without calling it crap.
That's fine. It's up to you. I don't like this
stuff.
I don't necessarily think
that the reason his funeral is at the Staples Center is just because his music was so great. He was really more seen as kind of a someone in the community
leader.
And I think that that's really where
how he was killed
from.
Is in question, and that's the whole reason for people paying attention to him.
This is only, of course, 11 days after he was shot outside of his clothing store. And I forget the name of is it Hyde Park, Jen? Is that where he's...
Yeah, that's where that's where his story is.
Yeah.
So apparently the LAPD is involved to make security a big issue for the event in case that there isn't any more retaliation. And they actually have people have really responded to this. This has become a national story, even though it's really an LA story. But they've had different rallies. They had a peace march that united rival gangs after he was killed. He was 33 years old, and he was seen as someone in the community who, he made money and could have moved out, but he actually stayed in his neighborhood and was working with police on community relations issues and getting the gangs out of the area. And so he's kind of seen as he was a leader in that sense. And the guy who killed him, Eric Holder, not that Eric Holder.
I was just thinking, I saw that name, and I think, whatever. This guy.
We all thought when we saw it trending.
Yeah. if he's found guilty, he'll probably receive life in prison. He's being held on $5 million bail right now.
Well, shouldn't he?
Of course.
I would think there'd be no question about it.
This is a cold-blooded murder. Yep.
Murder means you throw him in jail and you throw away the key.
Yep.
That's it.
And two other innocent people are also still in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, send him away forever. All right, so he's got a $5 million bail on him. He didn't come up with the money for that. So what's the beef? What was the beef between him and this guy Holder?
I
don't know that anybody knows. It was not gang-related, even though this guy that killed him was in a gang, but it was, I guess he also was an up-and-coming musician, so I don't know that we've really learned what the full motivation was. But the thing that I always wonder is there was a woman driving the getaway car for him that he got that took him away from the scene of the crime. We haven't heard anything about her, if she's involved or what the deal is with her.
Mm. All right, also in the music world today, David Crosby is making news because he's writing an advice column. This ought to be interesting. He's 77 years old. He's had a lot of varied experiences in his life, and he's writing about them. And he's also writing, I guess, about his music career, right? He's released, even the last 5 years, four or five solo albums. And the critics of these say they are some of his best works. He's going to be on tour later this year. And so this is a social media thing. Since joining Twitter, he has tweeted over 49,000 times, offering his thoughts on everything from the election to how to quit drinking and his thoughts on Kanye West. Why would anybody give a damn about any of that?
Well, Kanye's been in the news a lot, so.
No, but why would people care about what Crosby said? That's what I meant.
Well, apparently people do. That's why he's got, we're burying the lead. This is Rolling Stone magazine, as he's the new advice columnist for it. It's not a social media thing. But I think all of that experience kind of makes for an interesting advice columnist.
I suppose. It's like all the stuff, all the things people are paying attention to in podcasts. Another sign of the times in a manner of speaking. And, you know, everybody's attention. Everybody's entitled to their own thing. You can go to hashtag AskCroz. It's AskCroz at RollingStone.com. If you want to email him any questions, I'm going to do that right now. 28 past the hour.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit Hatcher Foundation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the departure of the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as President Trump makes changes at the top. Nielsen's last day will be Wednesday. Pompeo speaking with Brett Baer on Special Report on Fox News.
This mission down at the border is incredibly important. got to make sure we have the laws right. I'd urge every member of Congress to help us fix it so that we can do what the American people are demanding, regain American sovereignty along our southern border and solve both the security and humanitarian crisis that exists along our southern border.
Also out, the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, Randolph Allis, after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is Occupado. How do you do? Welcome into the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along, not just for the ride, but with lots to say, lots to think about. These are the times which try men's souls. It was written someplace. I don't know who did that, but I remember reading that someplace. Let's see if Victoria has some trying items for us to think about here.
Well, if we head over to Japan briefly, public health experts there are very concerned not only about the declining birth rate, which is at an all-time low since they started keeping track of it in 1899, but there's a new study from the University of Tokyo that's finding that sexual inexperience is on the rise in Japan, and that the percentage of women aged 18 to 39 who have never had sex has risen to 25%, and that's up from 21% just in 1992. The greatest change actually was for men of the same age. 25.8% of virgins back in, which is actually in 2019, and in 2015 it was 20%. So that's also on the rise. And they say that one of the things that they've noticed in these trends across different age groups is the socioeconomic backgrounds. Essentially, wealthy men are having sex, and men who are in a lower economic bracket are not having sex. And the reason that this is an issue, this is also kind of odd because this is stretching up to age 39. There are significant amounts of people in Japan who are even up to age 39 who are still virgins. And the reason that this is now a national problem is because the fertility rates have just declined so rapidly in Japan. Last year, or in 2017, which is the last year that they have all the data from, only 946,000 babies were born. And that's the, like I said, the record low since 1899. And this is the other downside for Japan. Is Japan is actually one of those countries, I forget the actual term that they use, but it's one of the countries where the biggest portion of the population is over 65 years old. And so without anyone having babies, and they're not even having sex to try to have babies, so they're seeing that this is going to affect Japan's economy in a really drastic way. And as the people who are 65 and older retire and move out of, you know, the public work sector, then there really aren't enough bodies to replace them. And so Japan has done a lot. They're doing things like there's incentives now. I believe they're paying people to have kids and all kinds of tax breaks and things like that.
So my recent trip to Ireland brings this sort of into focus. What do they do? They have a huge problem they had for years with immigration. Their immigration is leaving the country to go somewhere else. Immigration is coming into a country. So M with an I, come in, M, or immigration with an E, means going out. A lot of people are not only not having babies, but leaving Japan for various reasons. As they are leaving, what the Chinese don't want you to know is that there are people who are trying to get out of the country. Everybody wants to come to America. It just seems that the Irish and the number of people who have come here, not only when the potato famine took place in the 1800s, 1840s, 1850s, 1860s, people were leaving the country in droves if they could get out and get onto the ships. The ships would take almost 3 months to get here from Ireland, and as they put, I was in the hull of a ship on Saturday of what was when it's extraordinary the lengths people would go to get out of that country during that time. And for example, the Mellon family, Pittsburgh banking, they came over on a ship. There were four people in the family. They slept in the same bunk. They barely ever saw sunshine. They kept them under and down below in the hold. And people would die. Every day there'd be somebody dead. You wake up in the bed next to you, somebody would be dead. And they'd just throw them over the side. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because the number of people wanting to get out of there and come somewhere else, you'd think that wouldn't necessarily be replicated in this day and age. It is in certain countries. That's really what's going on in the Middle East. And in a way, that's what's going on in Japan and some of the places in Asia. It's not happening in places, for example, Vietnam. Although we are bringing a lot of people from Vietnam over here to go to school, they aren't necessarily staying here because Vietnam has reinvented itself with our help. After we blew them out to Kingdom Come, we're now rebuilding, or have rebuilt, Vietnam in the 70s and 80s and 90s, to the point where it's actually quite a nice place to visit, I'm told. I've never been there. But the business about what the Japanese have a tough society, and kids coming along, Victoria, don't want to be there. They now have the devices. They can see what the rest of the world is, and they don't like living. It's like being in Iran. More and more kids, though, from Ireland are emigrating to Australia, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Australians actively seek to hire people, young men especially, millennials, from Ireland. And they go over to Australia,
well,
and never leave.
They've had a relationship like that for many, many, many years.
And there's
such a cultural likeness as well.
But where do the Japanese go? Because there's no cultural likeness. That's a great point.
Well, you know, I don't know the answer to that. There's a lot of things happening at once here that I think are contributing to this, you know, sexlessness.
Interesting. Well, interesting. Very interesting story. Thanks, Victoria. We're going to teach you how to improve or help you improve. Maybe teaching isn't the right word. Professor Stefan here with ways to improve your credit score right after this.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, let's see what we can do to better your credit score and to help you understand what goes on. This is one of the most frustrating things that we all have to deal with. Amanda Abella is here to discuss credit habits that you have. We'll get some questions answered. The folks at TransUnion want to help you understand what it takes to come up with a score. This is one of the most frustrating things most people have to deal with, Amanda. So we're glad to have you here to help us out. The credit health situation. A lot of people blame the credit score problems on these agencies themselves. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, it can be really confusing to figure out how this whole credit situation works, how However, it is Financial Literacy Month, so it's the perfect time to start establishing new financial habits, and I'm happy that I'm here to be able to share some of those steps with you.
All right, so let's go through these steps. When you see a number, what do you need to know about the value of the number? 600, 700, 800? People get all worked up because they think if they have a score that's less than perfect, they won't be able to borrow money.
Yeah, so the first thing that you need to know is that there is no one score for an individual because different lenders use different models. However, it is really important to institute healthy financial credit habits because it's a major factor in big financial decisions like getting a mortgage or a car loan or even sometimes everyday purchases. So your individual credit history and your credit habits can actually determine how much you're going to be paying in interest payments. So it's really important to know, and I think this is important for consumers as well. I mean, they come to me all the time very confused and very frustrated. I think it's important for them to know that they can improve their credit, and we know that if you make your payments on time and then if you reduce the amount of credit that you're using, that it will actually improve your credit health over time.
Say that again, Amanda.
So which part?
The last part. The very last part. Would you please underscore that? Because I think that's where the biggest misconception is.
Yes. So it's important to know that you can improve your credit, and it really only takes a couple of steps. You know, obviously, it depends on an individual's personal situation with credit, and always consult a professional like a financial advisor. However, what I can say is that if you reduce your credit utilization over time, which means the amount of credit that you're actually using, and you make your payments on time over a period of time, it will actually improve your score.
So some people get frustrated because there are mistakes that are made, and they don't know how they try to get through to TransUnion or to some of the other outfits, and they feel frustrated because they don't think that they're able to, if there's a mistake, correct it. How do you deal with that problem?
Yeah, you know, that's totally understandable. In that case, you know, you would have to call multiple credit unions, and there are professionals out there who can help you with that specific situation. Again, without knowing someone's personal credit history, I would not be able to answer that. So you would be able to have to speak to a professional to see what you have going on individually, and then they would be able to better direct you.
How about new technology that helps people take control of tracking and then hopefully improving their credit score? What's going on in that area?
So there's still a lot of technology out there that's very one-size-fits-all. Part of the problem that people experience when it comes to the confusion is there's so much generic information out there. They think there's a silver bullet, and quite frankly, it just doesn't exist because, as I've mentioned, everyone has a unique situation. Now, there are new tools on the market. My favorite right now is Credit Compass from TransUnion because it kind of eradicates all that one-size-fits-all confusion that a lot of people experience. So what you would do is that you would input your goal score into this app, and then what you would end up doing is Credit Compass would end up giving you specific steps determined by your specific situation and also the experience of millions of Americans who've been in similar situations. It's powered by VantageScore 3.0, which is a system and metrics that the financial institutions themselves use to determine an individual's credit worthiness. So you can trust that the information that you're getting is actually going to be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that most people are frustrated with. So if you want some more information on this, go to transunion.com. That's transunion.com. Amanda also has a best-selling book on Amazon, Make Money Your Honey.
That's right. It's a great title, right?
It is. Make Money Your Honey, a spirited entrepreneur's guide to having a love affair with work and money. This has been featured in Yahoo Finance. That's where I saw it, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, that's cool. Make money your honey. All right, Amanda, good advice. Thank you. Again, check out transunion.com to work on improving your credit score. This is the DJB program at 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Half the hour now. It's Money Pit time on the DJV program. Visiting with us is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit home improvement radio program, heard on millions of radio stations across the universe every single weekend. He's here to help you with remodeling tips. You can send questions to me at Doug Steffen. You can do that if you like, or Tommy. We are here to first discuss Janice's problem. She lives in Rhode Island. She has come to us with a remodeling problem. They have a house that was built in the 1940s. The existing doors have the original locks, antique knobs, back plates, all that stuff. The keys right. are missing. Sounds like my house. I don't have any keys.
Who needs
door.
Keys?
Right, exactly. All right, so what do they do to fix, if they want new locks, what's the best way to put new locks on these old doors?
You know, a quick great side question. Story. You know, when I bought the house that I live in from my dad, because it's been in my family for our
it's an old house. You live in an old house, yeah.
Well, actually, it was, you know, 25 years ago. But before then, we never had a key in the back door.
Uh-huh. Right, we
didn't exist.
Right.
It just didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then I put a new door in and it had a hole for a lock. I'm like, well, I guess I got to put a lock in.
Oh,
anyway, for Miss Janice, look, I understand what you got there, and they're probably beautiful locks with all those mortise and tenon style locks. But to try to get new keys for that, you may, if you talk to a locksmith, be able to get something that fits. The idea of just replacing the mechanism, though, and keeping the rest of it very challenging. It's very unlikely you're going to find a hardware that fits that exactly. That said, though, there's reproduction hardware out there that's quite attractive. You have websites like, I think it's House of Antique Hardware and Antique Supply. These are sites, online retailers, that do sell replicas of probably something very similar to what you have right now. So I guess you have to decide how much of a purist you want to be. Uh-huh. If you can make a few calls to some local locksmiths and maybe find out what you got and what it would take to create new keys, maybe it won't be that big of a deal. But if not, you might want to think about just replacing them. I don't think repair of just the locking portion is smart because, you know, it's not all going to work together very well. It's kind of hard to get parts on a
lock. It can be very expensive. I've gone down that road. Very
expensive as well, too, yes.
All those parts, yeah, exactly. Yep. If you sign up for the Money Pit newsletter, it's newsletter@moneypit.com. You can also get every day, every week, a lot of info that will help you to work through things. The idea of that lady fixing the locks, remodeling your house, decorating it, coming up with new things. People will be trying to do swimming pools pretty soon because we're getting to that season. So what is the Money Pit, the best one, the best tip of the week in your estimation? Good reasons for people to sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com, Tommy.
Well, we've got a really nice detailed article about the idea of using reclaimed lumber for your next home improvement project. Oh, you know, reclaimed lumber is lumber that's been rescued from old houses and barns and abandoned warehouses and factories and docks, all sorts of places like that. It's aged. It's beautiful. There's a lot of unique qualities to it. It's very durable, typically, and it can also be very cost-effective, and, of course, it's environmentally conscious. So we've got some tips on how you can use it, where you can use it, how to find the best quality reclaimed lumber, what to be careful about when you're buying old lumber, and how to save money in doing that. So it's on the homepage of moneypit.com right now as well.
Every year I tear down a house or a barn or something like that. This year I'm tearing down some old airport hangars in an airport nearby here. It's mostly galvanized aluminum stuff I'm going to use for storage places on the farm. But I've torn down houses, these fabulous 10, 12, 14-inch wide boards, and the quality is just, it's so different. And it's, you know, you can use them for all kinds of things. Yeah. Great. Nancy in Illinois has a problem with water getting into her garage because the garage is lower than the house or lower than the water plane. The water
sounds like the water must be draining into the garage, gravity being what it is.
That's right. This can
happen. Look, a lot of folks right now with the spring rains are having issues with water infiltration, Doug, and it always comes down to two things and two things only. The most important and the easiest to fix happen to be the same, and that's gutters. You know, if your gutter system is just installed the way most are, where you have a minimally sized system, you have gutters that become overwhelmed, you have downspouts that, this is real common, they discharge like about a foot from the house. Typically the bottom turns out and then there's a little splash block. If you happen to watch that in a storm, you're going to see all the water that ponds in that area and seems to soak in. Well, of course it soaks in and goes back down to your basements and your lower spaces. So you need to clean those gutters, extend those downspouts, Nancy. And then second to that, extend the soil so that the grade slopes away. Soil tends to settle, and that's going to let water get right back in that garage.
Send your questions to Tom at moneypit.com as well. Doug Steffen with Tom Kreidler at 59 After on the DJV Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.